We do have one more item here. Do you want to address that?
Yes, please.
Okay.
So Vern will address the programs that we are seeking to remove.
Thank you.
Gordon, would you like me to address them separately, or?
As briefly as you can, because I think we're ready to accept that. We need to have it for the record.
There are, as you can see, there are several areas, drama, French, German, Spanish, French, German, Spanish being the three world languages programs that we currently can provide endorsement in. Basic mathematics and advanced mathematics only at the in-service level. We have a very strong program and a very strong faculty at the pre-service level. The main reason for those is simply it is not what we have had students interested in. We've had one student in the in-service math, largely because they can obtain that endorsement other ways in the last 7 years. It simply doesn't seem, it makes sense to our faculty to have this on the books if we've had one student in 7 years. Drama, we had one faculty who was a senior faculty who, that was a passion in her last 3 or 4 years. She brought some individuals over from Europe and we put together what we thought was a really quite a good program, had a handful of students in it in a 5-year period. And when she retired, we simply didn't have the resources or the expertise or the student interest. I mean, she did a great amount of marketing to bring in a few students. And world languages, foreign languages, we had a program maybe 15 years ago. We stopped. We did not take it off the books. We stopped offering it. Brought it back 5 years ago, thinking there would be a need. There are 10 other programs in the state, well, 16 to do one, 12 to do another language. We had 5 students in 4 years. We were doing it, offering the program completely with adjunct faculty. That's not how we do business. We usually have at least one or two PhD tenure track, and then, which we call our scholar practitioners, and then practitioner scholars who match with them, teachers with 15 to 30 years experience, and we match those groups. We were doing this with one, what we call practitioner scholar, no tenure track, and it simply was not the quality that we thought it could be. We never had more than 2 students in one language in 1 year. The students were not particularly happy with the program, which is exceedingly unusual for us, and several of them weren't hired, which is relatively unusual for us, although in this day and age it's happening more than we would like, and it just didn't make sense for us to do something that we weren't doing with the level of excellence that we believe we should be offering our programs, and where there are good programs available in the state that can do this in a more focused way with a stronger faculty. And so that's the case with all of these. It was unanimous consortium approval for it. I would even say enthusiastic, and therefore we're bringing it to you.
I'd like to make a motion to accept the resolve as written.
A second.
Okay. Melissa has made a motion, and Shirley has seconded to move the resolve as written. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Looks like the consortium wins.